Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 32. Does perfectionism actually give you an edge? A competitive advantage in your market? Today on Life After Corporate, we continue with the series on mastering your inner game and look at perfectionism in a new way. Is a focus on getting things as right as they can be a drawback or an advantage? Is it something that can differentiate you from the pack or will actually bring you down? What do you think? Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. I appreciate you as a loyal listener. And if this is your first time here, welcome home. This is where you will find the unvarnished truth about what it takes to succeed running your own business, whether that's a six or seven figure business, and whether you're supporting your lifestyle or building your empire. What is fascinating me lately is how entrepreneurs make something out of nothing. Well, not nothing, but you actually create something out of your skills that didn't exist before you had the idea to make it real. I was sharing with my son yesterday. Jared's a senior at the University of Michigan, and I was telling him how gratifying it has been for me, especially during this pandemic, to have the skills and desire to create programs and services and find clients that want to join them and join me for this ride. It's literally the best thing ever to be able to create what you know will be valuable to someone else. And they think so too. And they pay you for doing it. Really, pinch me. It's been 8 years since I've pivoted to my own business. And I have pivoted that business twice in that time frame. I'm always creating new programs based on what's newly emerging in the market. And given that we are in a tough economy and my son will graduate soon in what will be one of the most challenging job markets, I'm just really grateful for making the choice to make this leap to entrepreneurship and have the control over my income that I do have today. But that's not what today's show is all about. I've been thinking a lot lately about this idea that perfectionism or perfectionist tendencies can actually be a good thing. When I was in my mid-30s, I was fascinated by photography. I was taking classes in New York City at the International Center of Photography and the School of Visual Arts. And I was obsessed with images. And I still have a very deep passion for excellent imagery that's captured through a camera. But back then, we weren't using digital cameras. We were working with manual tools and simple manipulations. And I remember spending entire days on end making palladium prints or Polaroid transfers over and over again until I got the effect that I was looking for. So that effect was just right. It was just the perfect image that I was striving for in that moment. Was it too much? I didn't think so. I wanted to be sure that I had captured all of the detail and all the nuances and the lights and the shadows in those prints as best as I could. So I made them over and over again. And when I'm cooking, actually, it took me years in the kitchen to master the chemistry of flavor by trying recipes over and over again, of watching professional chefs on television and adding in a new technique or a touch here and there that ended up making all the difference. So I studied food just like I had studied photography. And my friends would tell me that I mastered anything that I put my mind to, whether it was in the kitchen or in the camera. And I even remember telling one of my friends once, after she had made a meal that didn't quite live up to her own expectations, I said, well, you know, not every meal can be a winner. Somehow that didn't go over the way I had intended it. And I was just speaking chef to chef, but she was really looking for me to soothe her fractured ego. So anyway, maybe that's why she doesn't talk to me anymore. I have no idea. But anyway, since it seems to be part of my character and it doesn't seem to get in my way, I got to thinking, what's so bad about trying to make things as perfect as they can be? But then I have had clients who simply couldn't get out of the gate with their program because they needed to dot every I and cross every T and make sure it was perfect before they would take the next step, which is getting some actual clients to pay you. And that's when needing things to be perfect actually gets in the way. So let's break this down. When is perfectionism a good thing? And when is it the thing that will actually keep you from getting what you really want? When you are wanting something to be perfect, you tend to really apply yourself to the task. You're likely to be a high achiever and have high expectations of yourself. You don't like to do anything half-assed. You just want to do a really good job and be recognized for it. Now, the downside of this is that you can have your identity wrapped up in your performance, and when things don't turn out as well as you planned, your inner critic can take over. And if you missed it, listen to my interview with Amy Voderick in episode 31, when we talk about the inner critic, or your inner mean girl, who I like to say. And your inner critic ends up saying awful things to you that are actually very shaming and very damaging. And left unchecked, this type of extreme perfectionism can leave you paralyzed because you never quite feel like you're ready or like you're good enough, which can become a form of self-sabotage. So since deep inside you don't feel good enough, you might not ever get your business launched. Now, I admire perfectionists for that stick-to-itiveness, which can create great outcomes and unusual insights. It's like looking for that nugget of gold or that perfect light under which to paint the stacks of hay in the French countryside. Did you know that Claude Monet, the painter of those haystacks and his famous water lilies, was known to take a knife to his own work? There are estimates that hundreds of his paintings were destroyed by his own hands. And what's funny is that I didn't even know that Monet was a perfectionist until I was writing the notes for this show, but it just seemed natural to me that anyone who painted the same subject over and over again was searching for some elusive quality. And then I came upon an article about perfectionism written by Ward Andrews, where he says Monet was widely considered to be a master of his craft. And today, his paintings are worth millions. Yet in his eyes, if they were anything less than perfect, they deserve to be destroyed rather than displayed. Many of us would likely gasp at the thought of these decimated works of art. But if we're honest, we might sense a tiny bit of admiration for Monet's actions as well. After all, couldn't you argue that Monet, a genius who placed such high value on his reputation and who had such impeccable taste that he refused point blank to release anything other than his absolute best? This sounds like the profile of a modern Silicon Valley success story. Someone who would go to shocking lengths to make sure the world only sees what he deems worthy. Someone, let's be honest, the modern world would likely admire. So where is the fine line, my friend, between giving your best to your work and preventing yourself from fulfilling your purpose? That amount of self-judgment and internal pressure can be exceptionally stressful. You can end up endlessly iterating a concept, adding improvements, without ever releasing the book, the course, or the podcast. No one would accuse Monet or you from being afraid of hard work. But this concept of getting it right or getting it perfect can come at a very high cost. Perfectionists can take a long time to feel comfortable and confident in their ideas because of their high ideals. This can take so much time that you actually miss your window of opportunity and someone beats you to the market and filling that gap that you've been working at getting perfect. So that trend that you were about to capitalize on is no longer a trend, and your early mover advantage has long passed. Done is better than perfect, my friend. I have often heard the story of the early Persian rug weavers who purposely wove mistakes into their carpets because humans weren't meant to be perfect. Only God is perfect. So I likely held on to that notion because coming from a family where there was a lot of performance pressure, "Don't do a half-assed job, Deb," was a refrain I frequently heard as a child. And it gave me a strange sense of comfort when I do have a mistake in my work that I'm not meant to be perfect. And you're not meant to be perfect either, my friend. While you are excellent at what you do, you're a high achiever, a creative thinker, and a big doer. You don't need to be perfect. Seriously, you'll learn more from doing and missing than you will from taking a knife to your canvas before it's ever seen the light of day. So what have you taken away from this episode today? I want you to drop me a note in a review or leave a comment in the Life After Corporate Facebook group. Are you ready to feel exposed? Are you ready to feel vulnerable? Are you ready to commit to the game no matter what the outcome? And can you separate who you are from what you do? That's the key to successfully beating the negative side of feeling that everything needs to be perfect. You are so much more than what you build. And if you would like to have more fun together, even more fun than we're having right now, join me in the Life After Corporate Facebook group, where I'll be doing a live 4-part series called Six Figures in Your Fuzzy Slippers. Sound like fun? It is. See you over there, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.